Getting the idea is that you've given women orgasms out of your head. Those few little gasps you thought you inspired were all faked. Right now, you're probably grinning to yourself, thinking this is going to be yet another post about small penises. And you're telling yourself you don't have a small penis. Well, technically, you are right. Your penis isn't small. It's average. But when was the last time you heard women creaming their panties over an average cock? Women don't come on average cocks. Women come on large cocks. See, for the longest time, women thought there was something wrong with them because they didn't want to writhe around gasping while an average guy fucked them. The internet fixed all that. Now we know that we women weren't the problem. Average cocks were the problem. And now we know you don't measure up, bucko. Your 5 or 6 inches makes us yawn, not gasp. We don't want your average cock anymore. We want a real man to show us exactly what we've been missing all along. See, when a real man fucks us with his 8 or 9 inch cock, we realize that we do indeed spread our legs and turn into porn star sluts. So maybe you don't qualify for small penis humiliation, but you sure as fuck qualify for average penis humiliation. We don't want to fuck your average penis. It would even be better if you did have a little pee-pee, because then we'd have some fun playing with it. As it stands now, your average cock in its bed of unruly dick hair is just pathetic. It's nothing to write home about. It's utterly forgettable. In fact, if there's any mercy in the world at all, I'll forget you ever pulled it out and ever thought it was going to fall down on my knees and suck it. Put your disappointing penis back in your pants. You're only embarrassing yourself. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-601-6975. I'll talk to you really soon.